Hey folks, are you ready?
Wait, my coffee.
What about my porridge?
It's time for breakfast with RGI.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to an edition of Breakfast with RGI. In studio with me is two handsome young men, Lake and Ansing and Shamar Morgan.
I like the handsome song, so...
Thank you very much, Vicky.
So not genuine.
What?
Two handsome young men.
It's a lovely Friday morning.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it is.
Vicky? Yes, yes, yes.
What's any plans up for the weekend?
No, I have nothing planned for the weekend. I'm just going to, you know, handle it easy. Like, you know, just relax and chill and all of that.
All
nothing
right.
Too crazy.
Good for you guys. Well, we got some birth anniversaries to celebrate, starting with Michael Damian, the singer. Like, you know a lot of artists that we don't know. Do you know him?
I don't know Michael.
Maybe he's a part of a band, we'll check. It's also the legend Jet Li. He's celebrating his
one
birth
of my
anniversary.
My favorite mixed martial arts actor, buddy.
Really?
One of my favorite action actors.
Yeah, he's right
really?
Up there.
What?
With Jackie Chan. Why? Jackie Chan is probably my favorite, but Jet Li has
Jet
a
he's like right
there.
Up there with Donnie Yen and Van Damme for me. Mm-hmm, like mm-hmm. I mean, come on.
Oh, well, I see Jackie Chan surpasses everybody.
Else. I know. Jackie Chan's like next level.
Next level. Yeah. Also the birth anniversary of Carol Burnett, the mm-hmm. comedian. Mm-hmm. A quote of the day is coming from Pythagoras.
You know who Pythagoras is?
The guy who posited
the mathematical
theory.
The mathematician, why?
Yes. Rest satisfied with doing well and leave others to talk of you as they will. Mm-hmm. Rest satisfied with doing well and leave others to talk of you as they will.
So why should I be satisfied? Why can I not go on and do greater things? Should I just settle with the little that I have?
No.
I have great ambition. No. I should be able to achieve anything I want.
No, it just means just don't care. Just mind your own business. Do what you gotta do and allow people to say what they want. It doesn't concern you.
Are you Vicky?
No. I just want to know, like, why settle?
Can
you
hear the vengeance this morning?
You not gonna tell me what to do. Rest,
correct,
me,
correct.
Rest. It was rest. Yeah, but I don't think that's always the right way to do, you know, go about doing things. Sometimes you need to respond. Certain things, they desire a response and you need to clear the air. But for other things, like people doing small gossip about you, as long as it doesn't bother you or affect you in any way, just go ahead.
And I think the persons he's addressing are those who pay too much attention to what people see of them.
Right?
Those are the persons I think he addressed. I am one of those.
But the thing is, we shouldn't care too much with what people have to say, because if we actually live by the means of people, we will never be
happy.
Yes
and no. It depends on like the situation and you know, context. But on a general basis, I don't think it should matter. Like, it shouldn't have an impact on what you want to achieve or what you want to accomplish as an individual, the way you want to live your life, as long as you're not harming or, you know, compromising other people,
correct.
Things like that. But it is a way to remain content, I think. Because if we pay too much attention to what people have to say about, you know, what we do, what we didn't do, I think we'll always be living a life with discontent.
We'll be highly consumed of their thoughts and what they think we should have done when we should be actually looking forward to life and, you know,
you're chasing
happiness.
Somebody else's opinions of you. You're not chasing, you know, your own ambition.
Yeah. Even what we're doing here, everybody isn't going to like it. Everybody isn't going to say, Lake and Abiki and Shamar are doing a good job here. Everybody's going to appreciate it.
See that one named Shamar in your
room?
I can't stand.
I don't like him at all.
Can't always with some carny jokes and some puns. Yeah, that's what people say, and that doesn't bother me.
It shouldn't bother anybody.
As much as there are people who dislike what you might be doing, there are as many people that enjoy
I think
what
there's so
do.
Much to gain from living a contented life, from being content.
Yes.
I think there's so much to gain from that. Peace of mind.
Happiness.
You know, being undisturbed by silly or trivial things or people, you know?
Of course.
And that's especially, worth a lot.
Especially people. You know,
especially
you can't
people.
Please them for nothing.
That's
true. Think of it. If you were to be objective, like nobody can please us either. Like nobody can please me in everything either. You know what I mean?
Correct,
so
correct.
That shouldn't be a goal for people to please you all the time.
I mean, it depends on in which aspect you're looking at it, right? Which facet. Because nobody, of course, can't do every single thing right and be 100% perfect. But some people, they can fill that void. We're going to head to another break and we will be right back. Song of the Day is coming up and it's Rick Ramon Hunter with Father.
Drink Pepsi Black for max taste. No sugar. Pepsi Black time, 6 hours 5.
RGI's Song of the Day.
She wanna tell daddy, tell on me. She gone crazy. What's wrong with she?
Anything you do, she go tell she father. If I take a drink, she go tell she father. Tell she father, father. Tell she father, father. If I come home late, she go tell she father. If I slam the gate, she go tell she father. Tell she father, father. Tell she father, father.
Not every little argument you want to call your father, call your father. Let we sit down and sort it out before you go and call your father. This woman, she love culture and she love to make bacchanal. Let we sit down and sort it out before you go and call your father. This woman, she love culture and she love to make bacchanal. Let we sit down and sort it out before you go and call your father.
She wanna tell she father, she wanna tell she father, she wanna tell she father on me. She wanna tell she father, she wanna tell she father, she feel like he's a bully. Since I married this girl, it's plenty, I feel like she want to drive me insane. Everything I go tell daddy is a whole bag of complaint.
Every single marriage life does have the problems. Do not get the family involved with them. You discuss Rebecca Nall and cause plenty problems. Let we sort it out, yeah. Let we sit down and sort it out before you go and call your father. This woman, she love culture and she love to make bacchanal. Let we sit down and sort it out before you go and call your father.
She wanna tell she father, she wanna tell she father, she wanna tell she father on me. She wanna tell she father, she wanna tell she father, she feel like he's a bully. Since I married this girl, it's plenty, I feel like she want to drive me insane. Everything I go tell daddy is a whole bag of complaint.
Stop the arguments and fight, let's try to make things right. Stop the worrying about you calling. Woman, you love to fight every day and every night. Hush your mouth, the neighbors them complaining. Not every little argument you want to call your father, call your father. Let we sit down and sort it out before you go and call your father. This woman, she love culture and she love to make bacchanal. Let we sit down and sort it out before you go and call your father. Every little argument you want to call your father, call your father. Let we sit down and sort it out before you go and call your father.
I don't know what to do about these mosquitoes anymore. With all the dengue fever and malaria they're carrying.
Use Mozzipel Insect Repellent.
What?
Rub on Mozzipel Insect Repellent. It keeps insects away for 8 hours, so you don't have to worry about those deadly diseases or that confusion with mosquito nets and coils. Plus, Mozzipel Insect Repellent has aloe vera and vitamin E, so it softens and heals skin while protecting you.
Mozzipel Insect Repellent?
With aloe vera and vitamin E. The safe way to keep insects away.
Introducing to you Yokohama Steel of the Week. Get the best quality at the best prices with down payments as low as $850,000 on Nissan Tita, Toyota Sienta, Honda Fit, and much more. At Yokohama, you'll get the best quality, lowest prices, along with 6 months full coverage insurance, number plate, basic service, 6 months, 6,000 kilometers, warranty on engine, transmission, and air conditioner. Visit us at Lot 2 Plantation Sophia East Coast Demerara or give us a call on 222-0646 or 503-4183. Check out our website at www.yokohama.gy or on Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram. Yokohama Trading, always your best choice.
An essential part of growing your brand involves gaining the trust of your customers. One of the best ways to do so as a manufacturer is to get your product certified by the GNBS Made in Guyana Standards Mark. The GNBS time is 6 hours 10.
It's time for breakfast with RGI.
And we're back with you with Breakfast on RGI. So, German man claims...
Breakfast on RGI?
Same thing.
Breakfast
same
is on the company this morning. We can add whatever we want.
Listen, I had a
Ripu
heavy
confirm?
Breakfast. I had a heavy breakfast, right? So anyways, German man claims he's been vaccinated again COVID more than 200 times. Imagine being vaccinated over 200 times. I got my vaccines one after the other and they were both painful and the side effects were terrible. I slept the entire day.
I remember that one.
Right. So I can't imagine being vaccinated over 200 times.
He claims to have received 217 COVID vaccine shots.
Mm-hmm.
He's 62 years old.
Yeah. So a 62-year-old man's immune system was studied after he claimed to have received 217 COVID vaccine shots. His case was documented in the Lancet Infectious Disease Journal, in which researchers from the University of Erlangen, Nuremberg said the man appears to be in good health and he has suffered no negative side effects.
All right, but this is important. It was also stated that the man, who is not identified, he privately purchased and administered many of the doses himself between June of 2021 and October of 2023. That's very important because a lot of parties are going to be questioning how is somebody able to receive over 200 doses of COVID vaccines if you're getting it from the public health service.
Because it was quite
questionable. So he did that privately. He did that to himself. And then he claimed, you know, based upon his claim, that's when they decided, well, to study him. This is coming from the Toronto Sun. They learned about it from the newspaper.
So why are you studying him when there's no evidence that he administered these to himself?
Well, I don't know if they have been evidence. I have no idea. I guess the article will tell us if we keep reading. I'm not sure. They invited him to undergo various tests in Erlangen, and he was very interested in doing so. Now, the team were prompted to study the hyper-vaccinated man to test whether overstimulating the immune system with so many vaccines may have destroyed or depleted immune cells, hindering the body's ability to fight off illness. They found no evidence of an impaired immune system or that the man had ever been infected with the coronavirus. The Schober said, one of the researchers, we were able to take blood samples of ourselves when the man received a further vaccination during the study at his own insistence. And they were able to use these samples to determine exactly how the immune system reacts to the vaccination. Okay.
I still don't know if there is any proof to suggest, because I can say, I have been bitten by
a snake. Yeah.
Or a spider every single night for the past 200 nights.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still here walking fine, and suddenly researchers are going to crawl out. Oh, come, let's study you. We have no evidence of you doing this, but let's study you. So I think that's one important thing to note, because while some people do have a certain level of immunity where something like this would not affect them, I can guarantee it just based on the amount of people at our barn. Somebody must be mutated to have such a strong immune system. But knowing me personally, I didn't take any vaccine for 2 years while COVID was happening. I didn't get COVID. And the minute I took the vaccine, a week later, I got really sick with COVID.
Yeah, it sure was COVID.
It was COVID.
Oh, you got tested.
I got tested and it was COVID. So that's just me, right? Mm-hmm. I can't say based on that anybody who takes the vaccine would have any adverse health effects, because some people did. But 200 times seems a little bit excessive for me.
Right.
You know, it makes me wonder, did he really do this? Did they confirm this? I'm sure they might have
done some confirmation.
But how can you confirm if somebody took this?
Bro, we're not doctors or microbiologists. I don't know. They got ways.
But they didn't find any traces of COVID-19.
Of COVID-19, which they're saying that it doesn't appear as if he was ever infected.
Yeah, so this man straight up lied.
No,
basically.
We don't know if he lied.
Aren't you infecting yourself with a small dose of the vaccine?
No, it doesn't work like that.
The virus?
It doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that.
How does it work?
When you inject your body with it, it's not potent. So I don't want to get into like science here, because next thing you know, somebody pull me up on here like,
quote you, but at least that's from my knowledge. It's like a small, like dormant part of the virus.
It wouldn't show up like that.
Hey, maybe we need some more information on this. We're going to head to another break. We'll be right back with history.
The time is now 6:15. Coming to you with the compliments of Sally's Boutique, the new home of Clark's.
Guyana Times. For stories that impact you in print, online, and on your mobile device.
For last night's scores and tomorrow's weather, for the latest in business and what's current in culture,
we're who you can count on for news and information. And it's what we deliver every day.
To advertise with us, contact our marketing department on telephone numbers 231-0544 or 223-7230, or email us at marketing@guyanatimesgy.com for more information on affordable packages.
Guyana Times, the beacon of truth. Introducing to you Yokohama's Deal of the Week. Get the best quality at the best prices with down payments as low as $850,000 on Nissan Tita, Toyota Sienta, Honda Fit, and much more. At Yokohama, you'll get the best quality, lowest prices, along with 6 months full coverage insurance, number plate, basic service, 6 months, 6,000 kilometers, warranty on engine, transmission, and air conditioner. Visit us at Lot 2 Plantation Sophia East Coast Demerara, or give us a call on 222-0646 or 503-4183. Check out our website at www.yokohama.gy or on Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram. Yokohama Trading, always your best choice.
It's time for breakfast with RGI.
We're back with History on Breakfast with RGI, and on this day, in 1962, our good friends at NASA, they arrange a four spacecraft crashes into the moon. Yeah, not such a fine thing, nothing to be too happy about, but the Ranger 4 spacecraft, which was designed to collect data on interplanetary space, photograph the moon up close, and make a rough landing on the lunar surface, was the first American spacecraft to reach another celestial body. The lander was part of the series of nine Ranger spacecrafts launched in the early 1960s to explore the moon. However, a failure in the spacecraft's onboard computer left Ranger 4 solar panels and navigation system undeployed, and the spacecraft was unable to carry out its science objectives. Ranger 4 then crashed into the far side of the moon on this day in 1962. Mm-hmm. Guessing that the quest for us to investigate space and understand more about what the universe is like is something that NASA has been trying to do for a very long time. I mean, this is since the 1960s. This is over 60 years ago that they've embarked on doing these things. And the fact that they actually got to the moon in the 1960s is baffling to me.
Well, there's saying that, you know what, people didn't actually land on the moon. It's just fictional. People have their own
there are a lot of theories. I am no expert, so I can't say what exactly happened. But the mission was, what you could call a failure. About Ranger 4. It was a failure because they didn't get it to land and to observe the moon in the way they would have wanted.
However.
But it crashed there.
They crashed there. Yeah, but however.
It's a win-win.
They did get to use that opportunity to utilize equipment and further, you know, fine-tune equipment on which they use for subsequent missions, which turned out to be very, very successful.
It wasn't a complete failure.
To me, like, every failure is not always like a complete failure. You build upon it. Eventually, they got people on the moon.
Failure doesn't mean it's the end. I mean, they failed in their mission, but ultimately they gained some experience.
Missions like this, like NASA's Ranger 4, put things in place for the first astronauts to land on the moon as well. It's based upon all these different kinds of technologies. The same kind of issues that they encountered that causes spacecraft to fail and crash are what they avoided on subsequent missions.
Yeah,
so
and
I
it was
it's all important.
It was about 6 to 4 hours between the launch of the Ranger 4 and the impact on the moon. So it wasn't too long.
Hey, speaking of launching, let's talk about Iron Man 2. Because on this day in 2010, Iron Man 2 premiered in Los Angeles. We know Iron Man 2 is part of the huge Marvel Avengers franchise. Of course, it's part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Yeah. It was directed by Jon Favreau, starred a favorite fan favorite, Robert Downey Jr., and Gwyneth Paltrow as well. Of course, the movie is based on Iron Man, second movie in the franchise, produced by Marvel Studios. It's 6 months. The movie took place 6 months after the storyline from the first Iron Man movie concluded and revolved around him, you know, his declining health.
Yeah, remember that when he had to build the reactor core?
Yep, and a Russian scientist using his technology against him, using a version of it. I thought the movie was epic.
What was his name? What was the name of the guy he was fighting against?
Ivanko.
Oh,
Ivanko.
It was Vanko, yeah.
Played by Mickey Rourke.
Mickey Rourke.
Who's a legend.
Yeah, he was a legend, yes.
The movie obviously was successful at the box office. It scored at minimum $623.9 million US dollars. It followed the critical and commercial success of the first Iron Man movie, which came out in May of 2008.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Good times.
And after that, they immediately set about working on the sequel. But of course, these guys had planned the entire line of movies for like way in advance.
Yeah.
They'd already planned where they're going to end.
They didn't have the first phase fine details, but they had a general idea that they wanted to start at this point, and in the end, all the superheroes are going to defeat.
Okay.
Whoever the big bad
was
at the time.
This movie did receive praise for its action sequences and performances, although some critics deemed it to be inferior to the first film. But, well, I mean, face it, not many things can live up to the hype
number
of
one.
First film in a franchise.
You can't.
Very, very rare. The film received an Academy Award nomination for Best Visual Effects. By the way, any movie nominations for movies within the comic book sphere genre are very rare.
It's very rare.
Very rare. They're often overlooked.
Well, not
Black
these
Panther
days.
Did a good job. The last not, Black Panther movie
not
in
these
getting
days.
Nominations and stuff.
I think Marvel at one point they dominated when it came to the special effects department for movies at the Academy Awards. So
yeah. But also on this day in history, I'm getting excited.
Why?
Kanye West Yeezys sold for a record-breaking $1.8 million, and this was in 2021.
Hey, them things is trash.
Why do you say that? Like, do you have a Yeezy? Do you have a Yeezy?
I wouldn't say it's trash, but I remember looking at
some ugly looking shoes.
I remember looking at some of the initial designs of the Yeezys, and I was like, y'all got to be kidding me.
Y'all can't hate on Kanye. He's a creative.
We're not hating
according
on Kanye.
To Shamar, he's like a genius and whatever.
I think nobody disputes the fact that Kanye West is a genius to be making music for over 30 years now and still making new. Finding new things to do. After 10 years, most people burn out in production.
Kind of true. So Kanye West Nike Air Yeezy samples have sold for a staggering $1.8 million in a private sale, making them the most expensive sneakers in the world. The shoes blew past their original valuation of $1 million and fetched the highest publicly recorded price for any pair of sneakers, confirmed by Sotheby's auctions house in a statement on Monday. So the American rapper premiered the Yeezy prototypes in 2008 at the 50th Annual Grammy Awards. Although the style never officially hit shop shelves, today Sotheby's confirms they are the first recorded sneakers to sell for over $1 million.
Yeah, in the lead up to him actually releasing the original set of Yeezys, he was doing his own marketing. He on the Grammys at that time, and I think it still is in a way the biggest stage in music, it's the biggest award show, but at that time it had a lot more viewers, a lot more persons paid attention. So he chose the Grammy stage as the launching pad for his product, and it did well. Persons were excited.
It launched with Nike, and then he departed due to lack of like creative control. Then signed with Adidas.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we all remember the famous controversy. In 2022, they severed partnership. So Adidas still owns everything. Everything of the Yeezys except the brand name. They own this. Adidas still has all the designs. They have rights over every single design for every single Yeezy.
That's
still
crazy.
So they could still use they could still use that to make shoes. They just can't label it as a Yeezy. That's it.
I didn't know that they had the rights. Because Kanye was the thing about Kanye, what makes him different from all the other celebrities, like most other celebrities, when they have a shoe and they have a partnership with a company, even though their name is attached to it, they don't have any creative say. Like Nike just sends them, oh, here are the designs for your shoes, just sign here to approve.
Yeah, well, Adidas still owns the designs for the
interesting. I think that was I did not know that, but that's bad on his part because he was always so big on ownership, knowing how the industry is. Yeah, it's pretty rough, man.
Yeah, also on this day in 2023, Brazilian Portuguese language Michaelis Dictionary adds Pele as a new adjective to its online edition, meaning exceptional or incomparable. And you know what?
Is it from the footballer?
Yes. No hate. Yeah. That's quite fitting. Oh, okay. That's quite fitting. That's akin to Zlatan being added into some other dictionary.
The French dictionary to Zlatan.
Like,
you're talking about Ibrahimovic?
Yeah,
Ibrahimovic. Oh, Zlatan, he got to be added in the Swedish dictionary.
Yeah, yeah, Zlatan.
I heard Zidane for some reason.
Yeah, so Pele is a word now in the Brazilian Portuguese dictionaries.
Meaning, I should do something great.
Meaning exceptional or incomparable.
Interesting.
Which is quite fitting for its namesake.
Definitely.
The late Pele, who passed away just 2 years, well, about a year and a half ago, December of 2022.
Oh, because I saw a documentary.
One of the greatest of all time.
About him. I didn't actually look at it, but they said it's interesting.
You saw a documentary about him?
You didn't look at it?
I saw it.
And they said it's interesting.
Yeah. I saw it on one of those sites you watch movies on. I'm like, oh, yeah, Pele, I know the hype around it.
Well, why he's mentioned in the same vein as excellence is because Pele is the only footballer to have three World Cups.
Just...
A World Cup is held every four years. Right? So that means your career had to have spanned 12 years minimum for you to achieve three World Cups. And at the top of your game, being at the top of your game for 12 years, there are a handful, when I say a handful of people in any sport to have been at the top for 12 years.
Yeah. I think the only downside of Pele's legacy, and it's not like a real downside, like the only question people raise regarding his legacy is the fact that he played almost all of his club career in Brazil playing for Santos before moving on to New York for a couple of years for playing for the New York Cosmos.
Yeah.
So the skill comparison between club football in South America versus European club football is different, and we've seen how many South American players transition to Europe to play club football and they can't attain the same level of success.
Only the top players find success.
So that much we'll never be able to answer.
Yeah, we'll head to another break and we'll be right back.
Patrice again,
Doris Riley.
Hey.
Loving them nigga, you make you loco.
Take it.
You in a fast or in a slow.
Come take it.
Ooh, yeah.
All my love.
After my mom.
All I am. Something rising.
I smear it.
No, I recognize it.
Whoa.
But I don't fight it.
Don't fight.
Could be the start of something nice.
Your best bet. Win with Superbet. With many products to choose from, winning can be endless. Visit an agent near you or www.superbet.gy to play your favorite games. Must be 18 years and older. Terms and conditions apply. Play responsibly.
Need motor oil? Think Ultra Lubricants. Available nationwide. ISG time, 6 hours 30.
It's time for breakfast with RGI.
And we're back with you on the 895.
Yeah, that was Patrice Roberts and Taurus Riley with All My Love.
Pretty song. So, Damien and I have known each other since we were 2 because our parents are best friends. He's a good friend and we do hang out on occasion but see each other on all major holidays because of our parents. The problem started because of a dumb childhood memory. When we were 8, we had a wedding play. I played the bride and he was the groom. Our parents made pictures and videos of that, and we each have one pictures on our family picture walls. Damien is now dating Linda, who doesn't like me. So every time we coincide at a celebration, she makes a comment about me being the typical girl best friend. She one time said that I secretly wanted to sleep with Damien. I have no clue where she got that impression from. Damien and I have different friend groups and schedules. Things got worse when Linda saw the wedding play pictures. The comments just got to me. She even started DMing me on Instagram saying she knew what game I was playing. So his birthday was on Saturday and I was invited. Linda wrote me saying something along the lines that she was going to supervise me. This was their first birthday as a couple and I was not allowed to take up his time, so I just skipped out. When the party started, I wrote a quick sorry, I can't come, and told him my mother was going to bring his present, right or wrong.
Sounds to me like Linda's got some serious insecurity issues. Got some serious problems going on.
She has to be crazy. How are you gonna write the girl like and tell her you're gonna supervise her? Like, is she a child?
I think Linda's probably got some unresolved issues.
See, I'll side with Linda on this one.
Why would I side with Linda?
She clearly states that they have different friend groups. They don't even hang out like that. That was in the past.
They don't even have anything going on.
They don't have anything going on.
They've just been childhood friends. You got a childhood friend?
No.
Alright, sad.
No, that's not even me trying to be funny. I'm serious. I don't have any childhood friends.
That's sad.
I don't.
That's sad.
When you say childhood friends, like, you know, you grew up in nursery school, primary school.
Neighborhood.
People you know from, primary school even. Like,
Nah, I don't.
Hey, sad, bro.
Not really. It's fine.
Sad.
Well, yeah, I watched the Netflix. So.
I think I'm the exception because the children that lived around my area, they migrated or they moved out or something. So, you know.
I'm the child that moved away from the area when I was younger.
Oh,
so.
I see.
But it's still strange to me that you're entering a relationship with somebody and you just turn up at their home to meet their parents. And there's that person with a framed picture of them and somebody in a mock wedding and he still knows that person.
I know that probably make you feel...
I know that makes... It looks kind of bad, right?
Looks kind of weird.
You still know this person? Yeah, we talk from time to time.
They were young. Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you do have to be mature about it, not be a child about it. You're grown folks now, yeah.
Grown folks, is that? We'll fight. Think about it from Linda's perspective. I'm new to Damien's life, right? He has somebody that he's known since they were children. They had close moments together. They were best friends. The parents even looked like they would support a wedding between the two of them. And you're still part of their life somewhat.
No, but she operating so insecure.
I mean, she's wrong for the way she's going about it, like messaging the girl and telling her, I'm watching you.
Like, she got a lot of time on her hands. Like, I, as a female, I would never DM another girl or woman telling her, oh, I'm watching you and don't talk to my mom.
Stay away.
Them thing is not for me. Grow past though. Hey. You understand?
And I want to believe that Damien doesn't know that all this is going on.
Right.
Like, because this girl... I mean, this seems like such a nice girl. She hasn't even brought it up to Damien.
You don't even know this girl. It seems like such a nice...
She didn't even tell the boy that Hey, you girl, you know, making snide remarks about Misha, messaging Misha, telling me this, she telling me that. She never even brought it up because I'm sure she doesn't want to,
cause a problem. Like, I don't think she should care either.
I think it has reached a point where she should bring it up. Tell this guy, hey, I know me and you were friends from long, but I'd appreciate it if your woman is kept out of my life.
Ooh, I see, I see.
I believe that when you don't want something to happen and you aggressively try to prevent that thing from happening, it might happen. If you just ignore it and leave it alone, and this is the case here, if you just acknowledge the fact, all right, it's a bit strange that he's still so close with his childhood friend, somewhat, they're still best friends. It's weird, but I'm just going to let this situation go away. I'm not going to pursue this girl or try to persuade her not to talk to Damien. I'm just going to leave it alone. Then more than likely, it's going to take care of itself. But the fact that she's pushing it so hard, it's making... It's going to make this girl and Damien become even closer. Because now they got a common enemy to bond over.
Oh, wow.
That's you.
Oh, wow.
And that's you.
And what's crazy, the fact that I don't think they're actually even dating for a year, because it's his first, his first birthday together as a couple with this girl.
Yeah.
So they're not even that deep in.
It wasn't even a year. It hasn't even been a year yet.
Like, why are you causing commotion? Stay in your car now.
Stay in your car.
No, be a
know
good,
your rule.
Be a good girlfriend and don't DM in an inboxing females.
But do you think she did the right thing? Well, if you were in this girl's position.
Mm-hmm. Who's she?
Which one, Linda or?
No, the other
girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. The girlfriend is Linda.
Yeah, the girlfriend is Linda. I know what I'm saying.
The childhood friend, sure.
We'll fight it with.
If you were in the childhood friend's position, would you have done the same thing, as in just choose not to go to the party and avoid any possible altercation?
I would do the same thing, because if you are going to the lengths, like you're having one-sided beef with me, I'd keep my name out your mouth. Like...
So you would go to the... You wouldn't go to the party?
I wouldn't go. Because
I'm at the stage
I'm
in my life where I don't care. I just go.
You just go.
I don't have... I would have the best time. I would ensure I have the best time there.
But I just imagine,
I'm not wasting my time.
I just imagine, this girl that with your boyfriend, and they come up. Hey, okay, now, girl, let me get two pictures now. I'll pull shit.
Yeah. It doesn't even... It's just harmless things.
Nah.
But sometimes... People, and that's the thing, it can drive people up a wall seeing you enjoy yourself, knowing that they got something against you. You have not even done anything, you know. But them seeing you just enjoying yourself and having a good time somehow irks them.
If we were good friends and you have a partner that doesn't like me, I'm not coming. Because I'd have to respect the fact that that person, you and them are now something. Mm-hmm. And even though we're friends, I don't want to come between a relationship with
people.
Yeah,
but you're not friends with the partner.
I'm not, but I just don't like coming between people.
If your friend still wants you there, then I would
go. No, I wouldn't go. I just wouldn't go. I don't want problems.
I don't know. Like, rob me off of somebody who's a little salty on the edge. Like,
no.
Why would you show up? Because, all right.
Because this is why. This is why I show up.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would never allow somebody else
to dim your shine.
To have that kind of effect on me.
If I
know to myself, I already told you, I don't apologize for things I never do, right? If I show up to something and I've never done anything to make you, in an effort to make you feel bad, no, I've never done anything wrong, then there is no valid reason for me not to come and have a good time. You best believe I showing up on time. And I will stay there until the proceedings are shut down.
Impossible to come before you.
I will help you set up and pack up, and I will have a great time.
No, that's not me.
Chaotic.
I will have a great time. Please don't bother me.
It isn't that I'm letting somebody chase me away, like the way how you put it. But I just generally, I believe that you serve your purpose up to a point. If I feel like, you know, now that you don't need my friendship, you got somebody, I don't want there to be any possibility of that person feeling like I'm trying to come between. Because I don't want people to do that to me, you know? Like, if you have somebody and they have this friend that you're very suspicious of, like this person always presenting themselves in a way that makes you think that they're just waiting for you to slip up, you wouldn't want that person around. And you wouldn't want that person being the lake here and coming to you functions and trying to be as friendly as possible. So that's why I don't like for myself, I wouldn't do to other people. Because look at me, if I turn up at you function, of course. Of course.
One of the first things I tell people, if I'm getting to know someone, one of the first things I say is that you should never have a problem with the people I entertain.
Ooh.
Because I choose which circle I want to be around. I choose who I want in my life. And I don't if you have a problem with that, you either deal with it or then we gotta stop talk. This can't work. Is you gotta set those boundaries early. Yo. If from the time I see my girlfriend doesn't like one of my childhood friends, or she doesn't want her around, well then this definitely can't work.
So what if she has
certain
like
principles I have to abide by, but, and they never change.
Her spidey right. senses are tingling, and she knows that.
She just keep the spider. And she
no, it. No, she knows that the girl likes you. It's a different
but
story.
But that's not the case here. That's not the case.
Yeah, I feel like this is the case.
That's not the case.
We can end with old firewood, the sketch. We can head to another break, and we'll be right back.
So I tell you, so I tell you, so full up of this thing. And when you're rocking, it's a bad girl thing. You and your best friend, how I get in between. Girl, let decide, feel strong, out my dream. Boom! You ready, sun, I hit your body, and it glow up, be free. You sound up, but you don't need a bad dream. Anger down, we have a sailing for treat them and be talk, so you bubble Monty. Hear me out, that was my life, that was my love. Are you a explorer, your ocean? You are the water, I am the rock. Man, stand firm and defend your own. And when me tell you, when me tell you, baby, you better believe me, coming. Wild and freedom time to me and fly boy love this kid. Crash up in a island, Piego, where is the scene? Y'all never know I want to snorkel the reef. Me nah selling no chef on the beach. I got me spread out on an umbrella, make it a shit for free because that what me like, that what me love.
Would you be missing the party this weekend because of that nagging cold and cough? Boost your body's immunity now by taking Feral Kampung, a combination of vitamins and minerals to fight off coughs and cold so you can be the life of the party again. Don't be restricted by those nagging coughs and cold. Take Feral today and enjoy the little joys of life. Feral Kampung is for adults and children 14 years and older, distributed by Health International Inc. and available at pharmacies nationwide.
News should always be reliable, experienced, current, and accurate. That is why iNews gives it to you straight, giving you the facts, especially when they're breaking.
Take your marketing to another level and advertise with iNews. With over 200,000 followers, the possibilities are endless. To advertise on iNews, call 231-0544 or 223-7230.
iNews Guyana, bringing you news you can trust.
It's time for breakfast with RGI.
And we're back with you with more relationship talk on the 895.
Yeah, good place to segue.
Mm-hmm.
After the last conversation we had, the general theme of it was introducing your friends to your partner. Mm-hmm. It doesn't always work out. It doesn't work out most of the times, I believe, especially if the friend is of the opposite sex.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
You know, to you, then it can rub a lot of people the wrong way. When do you think is the right time to introduce your partner to your friends? Whether it be of the opposite sex, we could tackle it from two different ways.
Uh-huh.
It
uh-huh.
could be from your close friends group who are probably of the same sex,
mm-hmm.
and then your friends of the opposite sex that mm-hmm. they might not know.
Mm-hmm.
So well, when do you think is the right time?
When you're ready. If you're ready within the next two, 3 years.
There's no answer better than that to me, Key. Trust me.
When you're ready, like... you don't want to go too early and then a couple months after, one with the relationship and it's not there anymore. So,
well, here's what. It depends. Like, if I'm dating someone, me and that person are not in a relationship. We're just dating.
What?
We're not in a relationship.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. Dating and being in a relationship is two different things.
This is how I roll.
Okay.
This is how we do it, right? When you decide to be in a relationship with somebody, that means you've already figured out all the stuff you were trying to figure out during the dating phase, and you decide that, okay, this is you, this is me, these are our compromises, blah, blah. We know each other on a certain level now. We're a thing, right? There's some amount of commitment there. You're an item.
This thing.
Then I think it's, you get to decide if you're comfortable. I am not introducing nobody I date in to no friend and no family, bottom line. That's it. Because those things are so fickle. Like, you, I mean, today you're dating somebody, next week you decide that, hey, this ain't working.
Well, we're keeping it to friends now, not family. And for me, family is the ultimate.
What? Family is like 2 days before the engagement.
What? Okay, Lake.
Yeah, there's they get me all tongue-tied now with the statement. There's a difference between friends and family, and keeping with friends, for me, I generally like to keep my, like, private life out of my friendships.
I agree with you.
Yeah, even when persons would have said, you know, I never really see your friends, I don't see you hanging out. Like, look at me, do I hang out?
No.
Do you see me with people?
No.
So there's nothing for you to know as it relates to my friends' groups. But if there is a case where it just happens to happen, I don't think that it's like a stage that needs to be done. I think it's something that just happens when it happens.
Of course.
Like, I don't see anything wrong with introducing somebody to your friend, your friends. If you're in a relationship or if you're dating, just saying, hey, this is such and such. This is such and
but
such.
But say it. That time does come that you do decide to introduce your partner to your friend circle. Obviously, friend circles can be different. Eh? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think what's very important is not trying to force them to assimilate into that friend circle.
Yeah.
Like,
because
the energies are different. Like, sometimes for us too, if I go in a group of people, I don't feel exactly comfortable. I'm not going to force myself to be a part of that group.
Mm-hmm. And you can't force people to be a part of the group.
I can interact, we can converse, but I'm not going to, you know, try to immerse myself in that. So I feel it's only fair for you and your partner that you don't force each other to immerse yourself into each other's social circles too. Because those can be different. You know, you interact with these people for a period of time in your own way.
Yeah.
You can't expect somebody who's now into the fold to do the same.
And that's going to be
awkward as well.
Your
personalities are different. Yeah, it's going
to
be awkward.
You ever had that situation, like, where you are introduced to somebody, you are with their friend circle, and there's nothing that you can talk about with them? Like, nothing.
Yeah, buddy.
Ooh. Like, you're just sitting there and it's like...
I've had that experience before.
Twiddling your thumbs. Mickey, have you had that experience before?
No, but people and I know that I don't have confidence.
I've had the experience, but it's never been awkward for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's just been funny.
Funny? No, yeah, there's nothing to laugh about here. Like, I just sit
there. It's
just
been funny.
I just sit in there like, yeah.
Because I understand you. I'm understanding because I think...
I actually address it.
Uh-huh.
I have actually addressed it. Yeah, I just be like, wow, this is what I was talking about. What? And I just make it funny.
No.
Because there's no way I could relate to what they're talking about.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's just
dynamic. You know what I mean?
I think I'm an awkward person, so to have a conversation with a complete stranger or one of my friend's boyfriend, that would even be more weird. I can't do that.
What do you even talk about?
Exactly. What are we going to talk about? Oh, how your girl treating you?
That's a skill.
Sports. No, I'm not saying that I don't have the ability to converse with anybody in any given group. But generally, my thing is, if I don't feel like conversing with you, like, there's nothing for me to really talk about.
Mm-hmm.
I could pull something out of the ear and converse, but I have to have a reason for talking with you. Like, I have to have a reason.
Not necessarily, because sometimes you have to make small talk. Like, situations call for small talk sometimes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, right? The situation, but I really don't care.
In certain situations, like, finding topics to speak about can be very difficult.
And let me tell you, one of my main things is I don't want to be friends with my partner's friends.
Oh,
like, I don't want that.
Yeah.
Because that puts you... That puts you in problems sometimes.
Carity,
I don't want to blur the line. There is a line that can be blurred sometimes. And I don't ever want to blur that line. I am okay with knowing them to a certain extent. Because you must know who you're hanging out with, right? For safety reasons. But when it comes to, like, personally knowing people, I can live without that.
Yeah, I don't try to know them because...
I'm not too comfortable with that.
Because it can cause problems. You know, people can misinterpret things you see at time.
Yes, but I think if as that relationship grows and say you know, you work out for years, you end up getting married and you retain those circle of friends,
then
I think over time, without even knowing, you get to know more and more about those friend circles, like their personal lives, because your partner comes home and you confide in each other. You may confide in each other certain personal things that you want advice about, you know? You maybe want advice on how to talk to this friend about something. And just by the way, you end up knowing about these things. But just that happens over time. That's something I'd never force, you know? But even in introducing your partner to certain friend circles, I think sometimes you may have to pick and choose.
Yeah, you gotta be selective.
Who, you know, who you introducing your partner to.
Yeah, because we all have different friend groups. We have... You might have your sports group. You might have a group of people you hang with because they enjoy the same music, or you guys enjoy doing the same things. And not all your friends are going to be the same. So you gotta know who you're introducing your partner to. And I think sometimes your partner might want to be introduced to your friends. They might come to you and say, hey, it seems like you hiding me off, you know. I don't know any of your friends.
You know what? I wouldn't exactly complain about something like that, because that's not an indication that your partner wants to get personal. It's just that they want to make themselves known. And if you're committed in a relationship, you've committed to being in a relationship with each other, I don't see that as a problem.
You think that you should be introduced to
If they request it, why not?
I don't believe it, though.
If I was to request the same thing, I don't see it as a big deal, as long as those lines aren't blurred.
But you see, it depends on you, because I personally don't care if you introduce me to your friends or not. I'm with you, and I would feel the same. Like, you don't need to know my friends, because we don't really hang out or anything. Yeah. It's just like colloquial. Well, we just talk.
Like I said, from my perspective, more from a safety standpoint, just knowing that if something is to happen, these are likely the people who you were around. Just from that standpoint alone.
I get you.
You know? That and maybe another, you know, a couple of others too, for example, like they're socially.
I mean, there's
like, you get a good feel for what your principles and morals are,
You'd know from their friends
who
they are.
You know, the kind of topics your friends discuss, who you're around, things like that.
Yeah, that is true, you know.
It is very true.
Because if you y'all. Her friends, all of them to stop with how much blow they give you. How much blow they give. Imagine you sitting on one conversation, and all you hearing is, I just get a terrible blow, you know. And that's all that all of them talk about.
That may not be the best indication of, you know,
then that tells you,
the person who you're with.
And she laughing with them?
Yeah.
Smiling?
And the thing is, one thing I've been told from a very good friend, never tell your friends them how great your relationship is going.
Because they want to find out.
Right, because they're going to find out. And you don't want to be the person to introduce your friends them to your boyfriend and he's no longer your boyfriend anymore.
I'm a big believer in like keeping private stuff private.
I can't
tell
how much time that happened.
You know?
Like, you tell
time
your friend.
How much time I go that happened. I said it before right here, where people say, hey, there's a terrible person, why are you getting set to go, blah, 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 blah. And then the same person that telling this person that ends up with the person they're talking badly about. So you gotta know who your friends are ultimately.
Be aware.
You know your friends don't have any respect for you and they would try something on your part, then it's best not to introduce them.
I always believe in waiting it out, like being patient. Like some of us, and it's happened to me in the past before, where you kind of force things to happen. You're too impatient. You don't want to wait for wait for things to happen naturally in the long run. Kind of want to fast track things. Things like that, most of the time, don't work out. So
I'm a big
believer in just being patient and letting the process do its own thing.
Well said.
Yeah, we're going to head to our final break, and we're coming back with Factor Fiction. This is Breakfast with RGI.
Yes, say we over, and you get over. Yes, say you're leaving with a new lover. Well, I hope that he gave him pressure. I hope he making you suffer. Just how you making me suffer. Call on your phone.
gotta drive past the front of the home. Anytime you see him, leave him alone. Leave him alone, yeah, leave him alone. You might end up like the dog and the bone.
Chicken lovers, craving for the biggest and juiciest chicken sandwich in Guyana? Come to Royal Castle and grab a Castle Box. Get a majestic chicken sandwich, one-piece chicken thigh, one side, and a refreshing Coca-Cola drink. It's a bellyful meal, flavored down to the bone. Royal Castle time, 6 hours 55.
I hope he's making you suffer. Just how you making me suffer. Call on your phone. The brother drive past the front of your home. Anytime you see him, leave him alone. Leave him alone, yeah, leave him alone. You might end up like the dog and the bone.
Buffalo,
I wish he sent your man, and you miss what we had. I wish he spent out all of your money. I wish he make you see I was better than he.
Bothered by mosquitoes, ticks, sandflies, fleas, and other biting insects? Simply shoo them away. Shoo is a clear, liquid insect repellent with a pleasant fragrance and a potent active ingredient that's effective against mosquitoes and all other biting insects. No need for toxic sprays and frustrating swatters. Rub on or spray Shoo insect repellent and enjoy instant relief and protect yourself against the dengue fever. Distributed by Health International Inc. and available at pharmacies nationwide.
Radio Guyana Inc. brings to you our local song segment.
This and every week from 11 hours started to 12 hours.
This is an incredible opportunity to increase your advertising presence in the local market for an affordable cost as thousands of listeners tune in for the latest happenings in the Guyana music industry.
Last night I've been out to this party.
For bookings and confirmations, please email marketing@guyanatimesgy.com. You can also give us a call on 223-7230-1-231-0544 or 231-8064 for more information.
It's time for breakfast with RGI.
And we're down to our final segment, that is fact or fiction. Mm-hmm. So a leather is waterproof and can withstand exposure to the moisture without any damage.
Leather?
Yes.
They've got to be genuine leather. I'm going to say that's a fact. Yeah.
Fictional.
What?
While leather can resist water to some extent, it is not completely waterproof. Exposure to excessive moisture can lead to damage, discoloration, deterioration
of the leather. I was thinking water resistant. That was what I was thinking about.
Fair enough.
All right. Mm.
The color of the sky changes depending on the altitude of the observer.
Oh.
Fact or fiction?
Fact.
That is a fact.
That is a fact. If you're high enough, then it's not going to look blue.
Well, that's a fact.
It's a fact.
So, it is a fact. At higher altitudes, the sky may appear darker or lighter, and its color may vary due to differences in atmospheric density, scattering effects, and the angle of sunlight relative to the observer's position.
We laughing at Lake.
All of those things. Next one.
So, lizards are social animals that live in large groups called colonies. Fact or fiction?
You know, I've seen lizards in pairs running and chasing each other, you know. Hey, I've seen that. Hey, but do they live together?
Lizards be chasing each other all the time.
Every single day, yes.
Again,
yeah. Fact or fiction?
I'm going to say that that is...
say it's a fact.
A fact. A fact.
Fictional. Mm. So while some lizard species may tolerate the presence of their same habitat, most lizards are solitary animals that establish and defend territories, particularly
during
the
breeding season.
That's why they'll
be chasing each other. That's why they'll be fighting.
But if I'm chasing you away from the territory, why am I chasing you for such a long time?
All right, you gotcha.
Bye.
On that note, yes. On a pleasant note, we're going to wrap this segment up.
Yes.
A lot of surprising.
Do enjoy the rest of your Friday. Enjoy your weekend as well. Have a great one. Come back on Monday, relaxed and rejuvenated.
Yes, this has been Breakfast with RGI.
Radio Guyana, streaming live on RGI89FM.com. More music, more memories.